Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Seth Plummer Show. In this episode, I will be joined by a Twitch streamer by the name of Inventory Streaming, also known as Flip. So, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Seth. How many takes is this now? Seven? Eight?
No, this is like three. Okay, so I have two questions here. The first question is, what inspired you to become a Twitch streamer?
Hold on, you're going to make a cut here. Do you hear that dog barking outside?
Barely. Like, it's very, very... Like, I can barely hear it.
Every time, man. Every time we go live.
All right. Man, I clicked. There we go. We're back.
Man, what inspired me to become a Twitch streamer is I fell into a trap a lot of young people fall into, thinking, oh, this doesn't look too hard. I play video games, I talk, I maybe make a little cash here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out it's not that easy. And then you feel like you're being judged all the time. And then maybe you don't make that much money. And then you wonder, huh, do the people that actually enjoy my company enjoy me due to lack of options or not? But no, it was something I like doing. I like talking. I like mm-hmm. playing video games. Mm-hmm. Felt like a perfect marriage. And then you do it, and you find out just how hard it is.
Yeah, which it's bound to be hard from the start, but that's beside the point. And I enjoy people for their personality.
Man, you know, a lot of people say that, and I agree with it, but part of the difficulty of Twitch, though, is getting discovered. You can have a great personality.
Yeah, the discoverability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next point. If there's any advice you could give to your younger self or future self, what would that be?
In terms of streaming or just advice in general?
In terms of streaming and or advice in general. It's up to you.
If I was going to give myself advice in streaming, it'd be bet on myself even sooner. When I started roughly 6 years ago, Twitch was much smaller in terms of competition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that streamed didn't have a capture card. They just played off of whatever their PC setup was.
Yeah, so like me right now. Like, literally like me right now.
Like a lot of folks, man. It's a lot of money to get into it.
Yeah.
But back then, it was so difficult, and there weren't as many tools available to make it easier. Like, OBS wasn't nearly as good as it was now.
No, not at all.
Setting up alerts was extremely difficult. But what I would do is I would go earlier than I did, because I had success early due to lack of competition. I was lucky enough to have a capture card, to have a decent USB microphone,
to have all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is now a luxury a lot of people have. Twitch is a big pond now.
See, me, what I'm recording with is I'm recording with a $13 headset.
I'm sure that's a lot of effort to make that sound good, too.
Not at all. This is just like literally the default settings, plus a little bit of gain filter and a little bit of noise suppression in Streamlabs OBS.
Okay, so more work than I'm willing to put into my setup. I went with the almighty dollar, man. I was all these years of doing it, I made enough money, I can buy this very expensive microphone, attach this very expensive mixer, and I sound maybe barely better than you do on a good day.
On a good day.
So, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, throw money at your problems, that's what I say.
I say we work this out the hard way, and let's do this.
But, yeah, advice to my younger self, start sooner, because this thing, it blew up, and it's so hard to get noticed now for anybody, not just on this platform,
yeah.
but others.
I mean,
it's
this...
funny.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Ninja, you know, biggest live streamer in the world right now, he's been doing it since this was called, what was it, Justin.TV?
I think it used was. To be. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long time ago, man.
What was it, like 2011? I think.
I'm not sure when it started, but yeah, 2011, it may have still been Justin.TV.
And as far as I go, as far as YouTube and stuff goes, now granted, this is my lack of schedule, because I don't have a schedule right now because of school and stuff. But I only have 40 subscribers on YouTube, so that's beside the point.
Hey, more than me.
I mean, if you want to go there, we can go there.
Well, go ahead, man.
But yeah, as far as streaming stuff goes, I've just recently gotten into it because I had to get a new laptop for college anyway. And it's funny, let's go down this road. So, you know, because of COVID and everything, we don't have the best income. And I was convinced to wait until income tax, which I was fine with. And then turn around Christmas Day, I got duped. I got duped.
What do you mean?
I was expecting to wait till income tax return to get this thing. And then I got it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I saw the picture in Discord. I'm happy for you,
It
man.
runs well. Look, I'm running Streamlabs OBS right now without any problem at all.
I mean, that's very lucky, man. Man, it took me months to understand all this stuff.
See, I've always been good with technology, not to brag, but since like 5 or 6 years old, so.
Oh no, those of you that grew up with it, you do so great with it. And see, I thought at your age I was going to be a computer engineer, and I barely screw with computers. What? How dumb was that, man?
See, I'm going to college for software development after I graduate high school this year, so.
And good luck to you. You had a good start. You're familiar.
I'm in it for the long haul. Let's do this. I said, bring it. Bring it, jabroni. Bring it.
What are you looking to develop, software-wise? What's the
Anything, it doesn't matter. Like, operating systems, games, it doesn't matter. Just any general software. Because, in my
how
opinion, go ahead.
I was just gonna ask you, how much is passion, how much is money? What do you want out of this?
Mostly all passion for me. Like, I could care less about the money. I just want to
Right
create
on.
something that I enjoy, and I know other people will enjoy, and hey, if it makes enough money along the way, so be it.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta make some money, man. Passion don't buy you a T-bone steak most times.
Not even that half the time, because prices have gone up. Let's be
Oh,
honest,
man.
prices have gone up.
Yeah, it's not gonna stop either.
No. Especially with the current situation.
How you
Speaking
feel
of
about
prices going up, PS5 stuff.
it? Yeah?
Let's get into that. I think Amazon had something like for 1500 or something like that.
Oh yeah. Well, I keep an eye on that. I have a bot set up just to see how frequently they're coming up. If you see one for 500 on Amazon, you have maybe 2 seconds to try to get it in the cart. But yeah, I have some way triple priced.
Yeah. Which for me, I don't really care about being on the bleeding edge of technology. Which is why I chose this gaming laptop that I have now, which is the Legion 5 by Lenovo. Because I don't really care about being on the bleeding edge of technology, because this only has an AMD Ryzen 5 4600H with Radeon integrated graphics, as well as an NVIDIA GTX 1650 Ti.
Well, I don't necessarily care about being on, in your words, the bleeding edge of technology either. Gaming's a little different though, when there are only certain games you can get for certain consoles. You're the kind of person that's big time gamer, early adopter. Hard to get your hands on some of those exclusives.
See,
PC gamers are blessed.
I've learned to be patient over the years with that stuff.
Yeah, God bless you.
Because I really don't, I can wait years for games, to be honest with you. Because I'd rather wait and see if they have any bug fixes than go into a game, quote, blind, not discriminating, blind.
Oh,
Shot at
we'll
Twitch, I
have
don't
to touch
care.
on that.
Shot on Twitch. Shots fired. Get out of here.
Oh, sure. I mean, being patient, correct thing to do. You're gonna end up with a better product in the end if you
Yeah.
wait for those things to get knocked out. I think the problem is this time of year, PlayStation 5s, Xboxes, little kids waiting for that big Christmas morning gift, and a parent has to struggle and try and make a decision. Do they have the money? Do they have the resources to get
Do they
this, to give their
have
kid the perfect
whatever?
Christmas morning?
Yeah, do they have whatever?
Do they have whatever? Yeah. Can you buy a PlayStation 5 in passion for your child? I don't know.
It's like when the PS5 and Xbox Series X first launched in November, they're going head to head for each other and they sold out. Meanwhile, Nintendo's just sitting over here with Switches to spare. Which is.
Nintendo's,
Go
yeah.
ahead.
Oh, go
No, you
ahead.
first.
Switch. Nintendo's been sitting pretty all year. It ended up being a holiday season for them early with the pandemic starting because everyone wanted something to do.
And look at Animal Crossing. What was it, 10, 11 million units in like the first week?
Oh, the Game Award winning Animal Crossing. Oh,
Yeah, I
that's right.
wish.
No, they didn't.
No, we're not talking about that either.
No, it sold extremely well. It. It's funny, last year thinking about Animal Crossing, like, man, I really could use a good winter game, a nice relaxing game like Animal Crossing. I'm like, in March, I'm not going to care about it. Well, it turns out we're all stuck in our house by that point.
And then you cared
And
about it.
yeah, Animal Crossing
It
became that perfect the world is ending
became
game.
that niche sort of thing to do during the pandemic.
Yeah. People need an outlet right now.
Yeah. And I know because I've never played an Animal Crossing game before this one. And I love it. Now, if only I had a capture card to stream the thing, I would.
Well, now you have something to put your income tax towards if you want to.
Well, that depends, because, cars, car repairs, I should say, if
School.
the car needs repairs. Yes, school, that sort of stuff.
Books. I hope you don't need to buy books. But books are such a scam in college.
I don't even know anymore. Now we go from gaming. Let's talk about a little bit of wrestling.
Okay.
Now, recently, as you know, former WWE superstar, current or former now AEW wrestler Brody Lee passed.
Yep. Former Luke Harper, as I know him better as. But yeah, Brody.
I still can't believe it.
Well, this morning, apparently, there were some AEW guys that did know his health was poor, but kept it secret out of respect. And what I initially heard is that nobody knew. It doesn't matter who knew and didn't know, of course, but yeah, it's shocking to see an athlete. And sorry to anyone that doesn't call a pro wrestler an athlete. They're athletes.
They're pure
But
athletes, let's be honest here.
yeah. But and 40 plus year old athlete going down out of nowhere. It's terrible. And he was just hitting the height of his career too.
He had a good TNT championship run, I'll tell you that one.
And he had a small program there with Moxley too for
Yeah,
a world
the world
title.
title, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us calling it world title, world championship.
Oh, heck, man.
Yeah, his
But yeah,
Dark
the
Order
Dark
skits on
Order deal.
BTE, Dark Order skits on BTE were awesome.
Yeah, he had a. Well, he was doing a Vince McMahon kind of parody, too, right?
Yeah, it was when he first debuted, he was acting like a parody almost.
Yeah, he got
Now,
a lot of eyes on the product.
he denied it. He said it was like a more mafia style
Oh,
character.
of course, but when he
But then
sneezes.
again, any
Yeah.
self-respecting person would think that's Vince McMahon.
Of course. Eh, he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he did.
But
Hey, it was fun while it lasted.
that was a hard one to see. It's touching to see the wrestling community though pay tribute to them all the ways they do.
And WWE dedicated Raw last night to him, so.
Yeah, there's some people saying they wish they did more, maybe like the 10 bells.
Ten
And
bell
sure,
salute, yeah.
I would have loved to see that too, but it's just not really what WWE does with someone that's not too far removed from their product and a competitor. Not saying that's right, but I certainly didn't expect that.
Which makes me wonder, will AEW do one this Wednesday?
Oh, that you didn't see the announcement.
No, I did not.
Yes, they actually scrapped the card. Whatever their New Year's kind of
New
card was going to
holiday,
be.
New Year's smash or whatever.
Yeah, it got delayed a week, and they're dedicating the entire card to him. The only thing I remember is Jericho's going to be on commentary the whole night as well. And they said something to the effect of his favorite guys would be doing matches, favorite guys and girls. So.
Yeah. Like I said, the BTE skits from what I remember watching were awesome. I don't know if you saw the Dark Order Chili's commercial skit.
No, I've not.
You need to see that. I need to try and figure out what BTE episode that was, but you need to see that.
Hey, go ahead and link it to me. I'll watch it afterwards.
Yeah, I'll do that after this podcast here. I need to find which episode it is anyway. Yeah, oh my, that was funny.
I like that they're dedicating an episode to him. Remember, there were times what WWE they did a tribute show for Benoit, one for Guerrero. Those were really touching. Obviously, the Benoit one was before we had all the details, but
Yeah, and then a
those were
week
really,
later, we never speak of his
yeah.
name again.
But those are really good touching shows. So I'll probably tune into AEW Wednesday to see how they choose to honor Brody.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Been a tough one this year. Patterson just passed as well.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The Shad Gaspard one probably hit me the hardest because
Yeah.
it was just the guy that wanted to save his son, you know?
Which, more power to him.
I mean, that takes a real hero because you look at kind of the facts, I guess. When he got swept up by a current, it's very possible if they'd have taken him first like they wanted to and left his son there.
Is somewhat a past.
Well, or they could have got them both, you know. Maybe he wouldn't have got swept up by the same current. But what meant a lot to me is that there was no risk worth taking for his son, you know.
No, yeah.
He was gonna die to save his kid. Now that's a man who died a hero.
Yeah. And I mean, I say this to a lot of my close friends and stuff. If it was a life or death situation, take me first.
Absolutely. Yeah, you put yourself before others.
Yeah.
Or
Or
I'm sorry, you
others
put
before
others
yourself.
before yourself. Well, I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm
You
like, yeah,
amateur.
Seth is right. Go ahead, save me, let him drown.
You amateur.
Man, end up like Akira Tozawa with a shark, man.
Hey, that's why botches happen, and I'm keeping this in, by the way.
Hey, let me ask you something. Because I apparently was the only one that kind of felt this way. Did you see the 24/7 title skit where Tozawa got eaten by a shark?
I vaguely remember it, yes.
I just, man, that felt so weird to me. And I hate to be one of those people to try to make connections where they're not there or get offended by something. I wasn't offended, but I did find like, hey, you know, Shad Gaspar just died in the ocean, right? Just a few months ago when they did
Yeah,
that skit.
yeah.
But no one complained about it, and I certainly wasn't gonna
You
go
aren't going
on
to
Reddit
stir
and be
anything
like,
up.
"Hey, dear WWE, what are you thinking?"
Yeah,
You
it's like,
know?
hey, dear WWE, shut up, go home, you're drunk.
Some days it feels that way. How do you feel about the current product,
AEW is more
WWE-wise?
entertaining, in my opinion. Well, I
I
mean,
knew that in advance.
then again, we have to look at the common issue here at WWE. The one Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah,
Now, I'm not
man.
saying he doesn't come up with good stuff sometimes, but you think he'd step down after what? 10, 20, 30, 40 plus years of running the thing?
Oh man, I don't even know, but I know it's been a long time. I
Because
know
he's
he's had
70
a.
something now.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Vince Sr., he really has been part of business his whole life.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because Vince put on such a good product in the Attitude Era, and that's what we want to go back to. But when he tries to make this adjustment to new age, modern age wrestling, it doesn't hit with anybody.
No.
We all want the Attitude Era back.
Yeah.
You would think if anyone understands the Attitude Era, it'd be Vince McMahon, and just we don't get that.
Can we get a modern day Austin versus McMahon with who am I trying to think of here? Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon, please.
I'd like that. Well, do you think we have the star power
I
to
mean,
have an Austin-esque storyline?
Owens, if he was pushed correctly, I think would be good.
Oh, I love Owens. I'd love to see him push better. I
Yeah.
tell you a problem I have with Owens right now. I feel like no one sells the stunner for him like they would for Austin.
Yeah. I mean, if you remember The Rock's legendary Stone Cold Stunner sells, those were insane.
Oh yeah, Rock sold so good.
Yeah.
He'd bounce himself straight back up on his feet and back on his back.
Yeah. WrestleMania 17, 19, 15. What?
What?
You know I had to go there.
Man, no one sells the stunner for Owens like they're getting killed.
Yeah, no.
Like the boys would in the old days.
Yeah. Speaking of Steve Austin, straight up Steve Austin, 2 weeks away.
Man, he's got a lot of guests. I actually know who they are. I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm excited for one particular episode.
Okay.
Take a
Am I
guess.
supposed to guess?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be Charlotte.
It's like 50-50 on that one.
Yeah, same here. I don't know. Tell me.
Look through the guest list. I'm not telling you anything.
Are you kidding? You're gonna make me look.
Yep. I'm making you do the hard work.
Straight up Steve Austin season two.
This is a champions battle here. No shortcuts. I
Luke
can.
Combs.
Yep.
Episode one.
Is that literally episode one?
Episode one says here.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Season two, episode one, Luke Combs.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be iced tea, but I don't know what you.
No. When it comes to music, I listen to mainly country. I listen to some rock, but country is what I keep coming back to for some reason. It's the songwriting that gets me, man.
Probably why you like wrestling then. You like a what, like a good story,
Yeah,
good writing?
long-term storytelling, which is why I like AEW right now.
So, what's your earliest memory of liking a song just for the lyrics? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think I was till I was in my 20s that I started liking lyrics and music and not just the melody.
Don't get me wrong, the melodies are good, but I'm one for more real instrumentation than like more of the poppy stuff. But as far as lyrics go, I can't even begin where to start.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of people that just they don't get invested into the lyrics, into the storytelling of
Yeah,
music.
see, that's why, like I said, that's why I listen to mainly country, is my opinion, is it like the songs that people write and stuff. Which Luke writes all of his songs, by the way. He writes slash co-writes all of his songs. Which I find really, I don't want to say authentic, but you know what I'm trying to get at.
I think authentic actually might be the right word there.
Maybe, I don't know.
It came from him. He's not a parrot for a ghostwriter.
No. And as far as like the melodies and stuff go, I'm more of like I don't like overproduction that much. Now, if you do use some of the more popular production in the right way and you don't overuse it, I'm fine with that, you know what I mean? But if you like overdo it like how some rappers and stuff do, it just masks the true talent in my opinion.
It's sure. I agree with that a lot, but you look at a guy like a T-Pain, you know, all his stuff. What's the word I'm looking for? Auto-tuned. All his stuff is auto-tuned. One of the most successful guys in the world.
Yeah. No, I mean, to each their own, but I'm not a huge fan of
Yeah.
autotune.
Oh no, me either. But I mean, there's something for everybody. I've not met the person yet in the world that says, you know, I just don't like music. Any music.
Any music at all, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly people out there, I can tell you that, but I don't know who.
It's one of the dumbest questions you can ask someone. Hey, do you like music?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, music is a universal language in my opinion, because you think about artists that tour internationally and stuff, still getting their songs sung back to them, which is insane.
Well, you said sung back to him.
Yeah, it's
What do you mean, in live shows or
like they're
what?
singing the lyrics back to them at the live shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be big. That has to be a feel like you made it moment the first time that happens
Yeah, like let's
with
say,
an
for
artist like
example, I
that.
was an artist and I was touring in Germany. And let's say they didn't speak English, and only people that spoke German went there, and they still sung the lyrics back in their native language.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the music's crazy, man. It can even cross the language barrier,
Yeah.
connect with people.
Not only that, but I feel like it's the most powerful thing we have as far as healing and stuff goes.
How you figure?
Because music, in my opinion, soothes, like it calms you down, it soothes your soul, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, I guess I feel that way about junk food.
Oh
Bad
yeah.
for the body, good for the soul.
Yeah, if that's actually season 2, episode 1, I'm recording that bad boy.
I think you'll enjoy yourself. I have them all set up
So do
to
I. And the
record.
nice thing with YouTube TV is it's like a set and forget type of thing.
Oh, you have YouTube TV as well.
Wait, do you?
Yes.
The heck,
Well,
man?
I had PlayStation View.
I
That
had
was
DirecTV
cheap.
before it.
Oh, nah, I don't like
Yeah,
DirecTV too much.
DirecTV, just like Atlanta broadband, stinks.
I didn't like Dish either.
Yeah,
I wanted to
Dish.
get something that didn't have a data cap.
Uh-huh.
So, got Atlantic Broadband, as you know, and
Ugh.
don't get their cable. And yeah, when PlayStation View ended,
Which
they gave me a.
was when?
Oh man, early last year, I think, early 2018, 19. I don't know what year is it. Anyway,
What year is it? 2020. Almost 2021 by this point.
yeah, get a notice on my TV. Hey, PlayStation View's ending, but you should try YouTube TV. And I'm like, well, why not? It has the local shows. I can watch football on it.
Not to mention, whenever you travel with on your phone and whatnot, Your locals automatically transition to their affiliate stations in the area.
Yeah.
So like
Yeah, that's true.
I know here in Johnston, we get Channel 6 for WJC for NBC. But then when we head out to Pittsburgh, we get WPXI. Because it automatically transitions your local channels over to the affiliates for the time being until you're back in your home area.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that.
I don't like that, but at the same time, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's times where I'm like, I should really just get a VPN
Yeah.
because I
Now,
always
I
think
don't
it's
know if you
funny.
saw, but like for some of the Christmas movies, it says you're unable to watch them because they're not available on the internet, which means streaming rights are technically different than regular TV rights. I don't know if you
No.
saw that with like Rudolph Shiny New Year or whatnot.
No, but the only holiday-based, Christmas-based movies I watched this year, I pretty much bought them anyway. So no, I wasn't aware of that.
No, yeah. Some move like if you see like the little eye with the line through it on YouTube TV, that means the rights holders have not allowed it to be streamed on YouTube TV,
Huh.
which is stupid.
Yeah. I can't believe that would never happen on basic cable TV, so that's so
No.
strange.
Well, apparently digital streaming rights for TV shows are different than regular TV rights. I mean, how much different are they really when you think about it? Now, going
Well,
back into wrestling here, AEW games. Did you see the announcement for their part two or whatever show they're doing after Dynamite this Wednesday?
no.
Let me see if I can pull it up for you here so I can link it. If I go to Twitter, TTER. Let me just open up Google Chrome instead of trying to search it in the search bar here. I go to, I'll find it later after podcast. But the AEW casino game, Double or Nothing, is supposed to come out this winter sometime. It's going to be on mobile devices. I'm excited to see how that's going to work. Like, will it actually be with real money? Or will it be virtual currency?
Oh man, you gotta wonder, because there's a young audience in pro wrestling too. They probably don't want a situation where kids are taking their mama's cards and things like that,
Well, I mean,
but
I know
we'll see. It could be cool.
those special sweepstakes where you can win official AEW merchandise and stuff, I think. I think that's
See,
what they
now that
said.
sounds fun.
I mean, hey, if we can go head to head with each other, we may as well and see who can win.
That sounds good to
I
me.
hope there's a head to head mode. I hope there's a head to head mode.
Oh, there has to be. There has to be some PvP there.
Yeah.
With your friends.
Yeah. But the AEW console game, God, I hope it's like what they say it's gonna be like.
It's so hard to tell anymore. You try to hype up a game, you have expectations. You have people working on it to tell you it can be this, this, and this, and then when it releases, it comes out and
It's trash.
yeah,
Much
well, not
like
always trash.
2K20.
I was gonna cite just Cyberpunk even right
Yeah,
now.
well,
It just didn't get
Cyberpunk, they kind of for the consumers and investors kind of forced CD Projekt Red to release it early. If it were me, I would say no, wait until like February, March 2021 to iron out all the bugs and stuff.
Yeah, oh, I mean, of course, yeah, but when there's so much interest, so much money in the game, people with ownership stock, all that kind of crap, the dollar's always going to win, unfortunately.
Well, here's the thing, CDPR is a small company. So if it were me, I would have delayed it, despite what everyone else said, and ironed out the bugs, and then released it as a, I don't want to say bug-free, but a better game than what it is now.
I think I would have just liked to see them get some of the missed promises out there. Like everyone seems to be citing the AI right now is supposed to be really good, and it kind of looks like any other game. Yeah, you always hope for a game to come out in its best state, most complete state. What you said it was 2K20 was the busted one for
2K20
WWE.
and then 2K18 on the Switch. I didn't download 2K18 on the Switch, but I know how just bad it was.
I don't even. I mostly don't even touch WWE games on a Nintendo platform. It always seems to get the worst version.
Well, here's the thing. 2K18 was okay on other platforms. It's just the outs the they outsourced it 2K did to this developer named Blind Squirrel. And they didn't optimize it properly for Switch, which is why it ran so bad. Now, if they would have
Well,
got something like Panic, but someone like Panic Button, who ported over Rocket League to the Switch, look at how well Rocket League's doing on the Switch.
oh, Rocket League's gonna do well everywhere as long as it runs, but
Yeah.
Rocket League can run on some pretty not so powerful
I
devices
mean,
as
I
well.
think I posted this in your Discord yesterday, 2 days ago. In balance mode here on my new laptop, I get a locked 30 frames a second. But in performance mode, I get 125 because that's what I have my frame rate capped at since it's only 120 Hz display. And in performance mode, the fans can get loud. Let me just say that.
That's gotta stay cool.
I mean, it has an AMD Ryzen 5, an NVIDIA GTX 1650 Ti, and integrated Radeon graphics for like light work and stuff. So it's a fairly capable machine. One thing I will have to get used to though is most of the ports are on the back.
I'm a hater of that, yeah.
So here's how my laptop's laid out. I have one USB on the right side, which is where I have my wireless mouse receiver plugged into. I have a headphone jack and USB on the left side, which is where my headset's currently plugged into, both for LED and headphone. And that's all the ports I have on the side. My Ethernet, my HDMI, my power, as in my charger, that is. Two USBs, a USB-C, and a locking mechanism, whatever you call those things, are all on the back. And the speakers are actually down toward the bottom here of the computer. Like, they're like on the bottom sides of the computer, the speakers are. And they don't sound that bad, actually. They actually sound pretty good.
I haven't even purchased myself a laptop since about 11 years now.
I recommend the Lenovo Legion 5. It's only $789 before tax. It has an AMD Ryzen 5 4600H or whatever, with Radeon graphics for light work, and a separate GTX 1650 Ti for graphical stuff, as well as 1 TB hard drive and a 256 GB SSD.
I'm not even in the business to get one though. I like having a
Nah.
desktop. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah. See, I'd
My
rather
setup
have,
is in my living
like, if
room.
I'm traveling and whatnot and want to stream, I'd rather have something that I can just store everything on.
Imagine traveling in 2020.
Well, I mean, if we figure out how to stop the current situation we're in.
Oh, then maybe I'll look into it.
But yeah, desktop, in my opinion, is always going to be more powerful than a laptop.
Of course,
But for
yeah.
$790, this thing performs well.
No, I have no doubt there's great values in laptops. I just don't have a need for one.
And the Intel equivalent to this was like $1,000. Why is Intel so expensive?
Reputation.
Here's the thing. I'd rather go with the cheaper one that performs slightly better depending on how the processor clock speed is and stuff. Because this thing can turbo boost up to 4 gigahertz, I think.
Well, a lot of informed people feel the same way you do. Intel's just been around longer, has reputation. People, when they don't know what they're getting, they go with names they've heard before.
Yeah.
The good news is AMD's making such a shakeup that it forces Intel to be better and cheaper, and I think we'll get to that point again. I
Yeah.
think we'll see next gen Intel be a little more affordable because they need to survive.
Yeah. And I mean, the only difference really between AMD and Intel is not only the name, but the fact that AMD runs a little bit hotter than Intel. Because Intel's actually the cooler of the two processors. If you didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Intel actually runs a little bit cooler than AMD.
I mean, the big thing for me is the dollar point cheaper for AMD, and the fact that I can overclock it. I don't have to buy a variant that allows me to overclock. I hate
Yeah.
that about Intel.
Yeah, and also this is not an HP, so I can mess around with my BIOS if I wanted to.
Don't get me started on that.
Let's get started on that, shall we?
Well, man, I didn't know anything about buying and building a PC for a long time. So I got myself a pre-built one I thought would be all right, and that I'd swap in and out the parts as I wanted to go. And HP will lock you out of your BIOS for
See, I did
changing
not
your
know
RAM
that.
frequency. A
See, I
lot
did
of
not
people
know
don't.
that.
Apparently Dell does the same thing. You want to know the last pre-built I bought before this was a Dell.
Was it an
So,
Alienware or just regular Dell?
it wasn't Alienware. It's an
You th
Alienware, had two 660s in it.
You think the Alienware being a gaming brand would allow you to change your frequency of your RAM?
No, it didn't. I'll tell you something else too. That case was so locked up. They did not want you to get in there. Had lightning hit the house, broke so much stuff, man. Including that, took it to a friend of a friend that thought they knew how to fix it and got the power on again, but the power supply is shot because it'll constantly turn itself on and off without warning.
Like a boot loop,
Moved
so to
on to
speak.
this one. What's that?
Almost sort of like a boot loop.
Yeah, exactly. But it turns out I was never going to be able to do much with that. And this one, well, I'm going to get me a new motherboard at some point, so all I'm going to have left is the shell of this.
Well, good luck.
That'll be fine, but
One thing I
no,
give. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's frustrating that HP and Dell don't trust you enough to play with your own BIOS.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will give Lenovo credit for is their laptop keyboards. Because I have an HP laptop for school. But I actually like my Lenovo keyboard right now better than that. It has decent key travel. It has better arrow keys, because they're actually full-size arrow keys. It has a function lock on it, so if I want to lock out, just pressing the function key regularly without pressing and holding the function key. You know what I mean?
I'm still caught up on what is key travel.
Key travel is how far the key goes down before it doesn't go down anymore when you're typing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I need a good click, man. I need that feedback. No, I pressed it.
Yeah. But as far as the function keys go, you know how you have to usually press the function button and then
Yeah.
push the key? This you can either toggle it by you can either toggle it on or off by pressing function and escape. And if your light is on the escape key on this laptop, you just press the function keys regularly and they actually do their function. But if the light is off, then you actually have to press another function key. So this is actually a
So
configurable lock on
it
the.
almost works like a caps lock then.
Yeah.
Like it's a lock. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a normal. Same with the numpad, so to speak.
Yeah, the num lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those things. They make it a little more idiot proof.
Idiot proof. What are we, nerds?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Don't know, we went over video games, wrestling, video games again.
Wrestling again.
PC hardware? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think I'm
But
out of stuff to talk about, so I think we should just end it here.
already.
This was a good 40 minutes of just, I don't know, just talking.
Well, Seth, who's the next guest gonna be?
I have no idea yet. I didn't plan that far in advance.
I look forward to find out. Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming. Because I wanted to try this out for a long time. Because I originally started out the podcast as a gaming podcast, but then quickly realized, hey, there's not much gaming stuff to cover half the time during a pandemic. So I may as well just make the show just a generic titled show where we just ramble on for about 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you'll find this show will take on more of an identity as you go anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say this episode went great.
I'd say so too, man. I'm extremely happy to be your first guest. I'm a good guinea pig for this kind of stuff.
Same with me, because I know I helped the other streamer do a similar sort of thing.
That's what I always tell people, man. If it goes wrong, just blame it on me.
Now, if it goes wrong, you know it's not. It's just the concept of what you're trying to do here, in my opinion. It's nothing to do with the guest or the person. It's just what you're trying to promote your podcast as, so to speak, in my opinion.
Well, I'm a team player. Blame it on me.
I know, same. We could collectively take the blame.
Well, this is the last episode.
Yeah, this is the last
We
episode.
had
We
a
ended on a good note.
it was a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run while it lasted. Hey, we'll always have your screams to come to and talk.
Yeah, until I cancel that and blame it on you.
Don't you dare. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thank you so much, Seth.
Thank
Bye.
you.